You are all very welcome to be here. I'm the Reverend Dr. Ramona Tasco, and I'm on the clergy staff here at Allen Temple Baptist Church. Some of you are Allen Temple members, and I see some of you as members of BAM, and others I see as members of the community who have gathered for this very important community meeting. Once again, you are all welcome, welcome, welcome. You are gathered here in the J. Alfred Smith Fellowship Hall, which was one of the original church settings for the historic Allen Temple Baptist Church. And so we are going to open this evening's program in the spirit of prayer because of where we're gathered and because you have come into a place where you are among believers. And those of you who are not believers, we ask you to just tag along with us, and maybe the Spirit will touch you as well. And we're going to pray for that. Our work is enormous. We cannot do it alone. And because of our faith and our witness, we know we are not alone, and we are empowered and strengthened by the Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And for those of different tradition, we honor your belief system as well. Behind me is the pastor of Allen Temple Baptist Church, Dr. J. Alfred Smith Jr. We also have the appointed representative of Allen Temple Baptist Church to the Oscar Grant gatherings of clergy and community. This is Reverend Daniel Buford. My immediate right is Pastor Alvin Rogers of the Abundant Life New Generation Ministry, which represents the family of Oscar Grant, his mom, Wandy Johnson. And to my far right is Brother Cephas Johnson. He is the uncle to Oscar Grant. And you know, God is good. I can tell that we've all been a praying community because we all had the same thing in mind. We didn't want to get started without bringing or asking for a fresh falling of the Holy Spirit. And so we just kind of caucused and we said, yeah, we wanted to do that too. So I'm going to ask Pastor Alvin Rogers to lead us in prayer.
Asking everyone to stand. Just fighting is while you're standing. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you now for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your outstretched hand. You said in your word, where two or three are gathered together, God, in your name, God, you said you would be in the midst. God, we're here to speak of justice and to believe you for justice, God, and we long for it and we pray for it and we decree it, God. And let us pull ourselves together, God, as one unit and walk in the spirit of unity, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak against the negative elements that would come against those of us, God, who believe that you are going to allow us to do the right thing. And so, God, have your way in this house and in this place. Touch every heart, God. Give us a drive like we've never had before to reach the accomplished, or shall I say, the desired end. And God, we believe that you're going to do that. We claim it in the name of your Son. Amen. And thank you, God, for being here. Put your hands together, everyone, and give God a praise. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you very much. At this time, I want to bring with no delay the national president of the organization BAM, By Any Means Necessary, an outstanding lawyer, advocate, activist, intellectual, who is going to compel us to take a very thoughtful and strategic approach to our advocacy for the long haul. We're not in it for just the emotion. That takes care of itself. But she's going to feed our minds with the wisdom that God has given her. And so hopefully you have all picked up your documents so that you are prepared as she comes forward. Let me introduce to you at this time, Attorney Shanta Driver.